Leading the news, former Essendon coach James Hird insists he never intended to cheat the system with the club's supplements program. Last week, the Court of Arbitration for Sport banned 34 past and present Essendon players for 12 months. In an exclusive television interview on News 24 last night, Hird said his players have been sacrificed by the AFL to send a message to the wider community.
What will haunt me is that the players are put in a position where they're seen as drug cheats. And I don't want history to see those players as drug cheats. That's what will haunt me.
Police are continuing to question a man over the disappearance of a Victorian mother. 49-year-old Karen Chikuti was last seen at the Warrawley Hotel in northeast Victoria Tuesday night. Police have arrested her 48-year-old neighbour Michael Cardamone and declared his property a crime scene. Clive Palmer says donations from Queensland Nickel to the Palmer United Party were made before falling commodity prices hit his struggling company. Last Friday, 237 workers at Queensland Nickel lost their jobs. Paperwork lodged with the Queensland Electoral Commission on December the 31st shows the company donated more than $280,000 to the Palmer United Party. The United States has imposed fresh sanctions on 11 Iranian companies and individuals just a day after major sanctions were lifted. The new measures are in response to a recent ballistic missile test.